Vision at Bucksbridge, New York. 1 week later, they were at Bucksbridge, New York, for weekend meetings in the House of Prayer. The little church structure was erected by John Byington and his associates in 1855 at about the time the House of Prayer was erected in Battle Creek. White reported. The comfortable place of worship seemed inviting. It is an easy place to speak. It is a very plain but comfortable place to worship. The house was nearly filled with Sabbath keepers. We spoke to them on the Sabbath. The Review and Herald, July 16, 1850. Sunday morning, James White spoke to a full house, and on that occasion a vision was given to Ellen. James referred to the experience by saying, "The Lord manifested His great goodness and unbounded mercy in our midst." In the audience that morning was 22-year-old Daniel Bordeaux from Vermont, a new believer, having come from the Baptist Church. He later reported his observations that day as James White offered to anyone present an opportunity to examine his wife while she was in vision. June 28, 1857, actually June 21, I saw Sister Ellen G. White in vision for the first time. I was an unbeliever in the visions, but one circumstance among others that I might mention convinced me that her visions were of God. To satisfy my mind as to whether she breathed or not, I first put my hand on her chest sufficiently long to know that there was no more heaving of the lungs than there would have been had she been a corpse. I then took my hand and placed it over her mouth, pinching her nostrils between my thumb and forefinger, so that it was impossible for her to exhale or inhale air, even if she had desired to do so. I held her thus with my hand about 10 minutes, long enough for her to suffocate under ordinary circumstances. She was not in the least affected by this ordeal. Since witnessing this wonderful phenomenon, I have not once been inclined to doubt the divine origin of her visions. D.
T. Bordeaux, Battle Creek, Michigan, February 4, 1891, Inksum, P. 210.
The last stop on their eastern tour was at Ulysses, Pennsylvania, where they joined William S. Ingram for a tent meeting held July 4 and 5. Both James and Ellen White were deeply troubled by the lack of financial support for the ministers where they had made recent stops. They were also concerned, as noted by James White, for the low state of the church because of fault finding, which was destroying the spiritual life of the people of God in central New York, and for tedious church trials, in which brethren had picked at straws, which had driven the spirit of the present truth almost out of the land. Ibid, July 16, 1857. On Monday, July 6, a vision was given to Ellen White. She wrote concerning it. There have been so many church trials among the brethren in the state of New York that God has not had the least to do with, that the church have lost their strength, and they know not how to regain it. Love for one another has disappeared, and a fault-finding, accusing spirit has prevailed. It has been considered a virtue to hunt up everything about one another that looked wrong, and make it appear fully as bad as it really was. The bowels of compassion that yearn in love and pity toward brethren have not existed. The religion of some has consisted in fault-finding, picking at everything bearing the appearance of wrong, until the noble feelings of the soul are withered. The mind should be elevated to dwell upon eternal scenes, heaven, its treasures, its glories, and should take sweet and holy satisfaction in the truths of the Bible. In 4 pages she deplored the situation in New York and northern Pennsylvania and wrote of what could be done to bring about a change. Look away from the unworthiness of self, and exalt Jesus, she urged. Talk of faith, of light, and of heaven, and you will have faith, light, and love, and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Thursday, July 9, they were back home from their itinerary of 8 weeks. The new press was there in Battle Creek, purchased with funds largely furnished by individual $100 gifts and pledges. In the review dated July 30, 1857, James White joyously reported. This number of the review is printed on the power press. Up to this time, everything connected with this enterprise has gone off most pleasantly and prosperously. The cost of the press, and getting it in running order by hand power, there was a handle on the flywheel, is $1,950. But we must have an engine immediately, which will swell the entire cost to near $2,300. A 3-horsepower steam engine turned the press for the October 8th issue of the Review. Later, White wrote with a note of triumph, "It works admirably, and our press work, no accident preventing, will henceforth be accomplished by steam which never tires. The Lord's blessing has thus far seemed greatly to attend the enterprise. The brethren are requested still to remember in their prayers the prosperity of the cause both at the office and abroad. May every stroke of the engine and every revolution of the press be instrumental in sending forth that, and that only, which shall be light and food to benighted and perishing souls." The Review and Herald, October 15, 1850.